The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But afterward he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, authority. By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority? I'm positive that not one of you would ever walk into the president's office and ask such a question. I am sure that not one of you would ask such a question of one of your professors. Yet the Jewish leaders come to their Messiah and they ask such questions. We know, right, that they were not really interested in knowing from where Jesus had received his authority. Their sole purpose, dear brothers and sisters, was to trap him. You see, they were mad. They were very, very angry. For as we remember the day prior, Jesus just drove out the money exchangers from the temple. The Jewish leaders were anxiously awaiting their cut of the profits. We could say that our Lord has impeccable timing. This question of authority isn't the first time that the chief priest and the elders have asked such a question. They asked the same of John the Baptist. The basis of their question to both Jesus and to John were the same. The chief priest and the elders, you see, they were the ones who determined who had authority, and they did not give John the authority to baptize. And you'd better believe that they would never, ever give anyone authority to expose their wrongdoing and to stop their cash flow. My dear wife and I, we have two wonderful sons. They're out of the house now, and we're empty nesters. It took a while to get used to it, but as I was working on this sermon, something struck me. I would get a little upset with both of them when they would answer my question with a question. Obviously, moms and dads, you know this. When your child answers you with a question, they are obviously avoiding something. They're avoiding the truth, more than likely, because they've done something wrong. You see, when I would ask them a question and they would answer, I would rightly become upset, because I know eventually that I would expose their wrongdoing. Isn't it interesting that Jesus answers the chief priest and the elders with a question? Yet Jesus wasn't avoiding the truth. We know that he is the truth. We know that Jesus knew the truth of their questions. We know that Jesus knows and knew that he was going to expose once again their wrongdoing, yes, even their sin. No, our Lord's question was actually a question, my dear brothers and sisters, actually a question of love. Jesus is not engaging in a power play. He doesn't need to. Rather, he is calling them once again to repentance. If they would answer his question truthfully, they would certainly know who he is and from where he gets his authority. Yes, this is another call to repentance and faith, which, as you have heard in the Holy Gospel this morning, leads Jesus to tell them a very familiar parable to you and I, the parable of the two sons. Just like my two sons, one would go, one would not. One would say he would not and did. The other said he would and did not. Maybe your sons or children are like that also. Sometimes it's disheartening. But when you ask them the question and they give you an answer that is truthful, you have mercy upon them. And may I add, by the way, the reply of the chief priest and the elders, do you realize that it was a lie? Just like at times, the reply of my sons to my questions, I knew it was a lie. Just like the times when I answered my parents with a question, they knew I was lying to them. Just like the time when you, each of you, would answer your parents' question with a question, you know it's true. You and I are poor, miserable sinners. I have to confess to you, dear brothers and sisters, that it is a distinct honor for a parish pastor to be invited to preach at his alma mater. When I consider the men who have stood in this pulpit and the men who will stand in this pulpit, I am deeply humbled. And it's always my prayer, yes, always my prayer, that any man who stands here, any man who preaches the whole counsel of God, will realize that he too, as is our Lord, a man under authority. Therefore, since this parish pastor is here, I think that it's important for our brothers who are now being prepared for the office of the Holy Ministry that I remind you that very soon each and every one of you, gentlemen, will be under authority. You, yes, you, will soon be under authority to preach the whole counsel of God, law and gospel without compromise. You will be under authority to rightly administer the sacraments. You will be under authority to guard, guide, and protect the flock that your good shepherd will entrust to you. And believe me, in this world, that is a real challenge. Lastly, We are under authority, and brothers, you will be under authority to forgive and to forgive and to forgive his dear ones. Just as you have been forgiven of all your sins, just as you and I too will now come to his table, and he is here now present to serve you and I for the forgiveness of all of our sin, for the strengthening of our faith, for life and salvation. Thanks be to the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world, who has taken away all your sin. In the name of Jesus, amen.